Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full service rental real estate company. I've been a real estate investor for a number of years, but really I got started a little late. You know, so a lot of people think, well, man, I got to get started when I'm in my 20s. No, I got started when I was in my 30s. And it changed my life. But look, I grew up with a lot of negative associations with money. I thought that I had to work for somebody else, get a paycheck, put money into 401k. And as we try to teach you here on the channel, that is not the way to build generational wealth. So today is our Q&A episode where we answer questions from our audience. You can always leave us a voicemail question by going to Morris Invest, our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. And when you're there, you can leave us a 30-second voicemail question. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds so we can get more of your questions about real estate, about financial freedom, about finding your freedom number, whatever it happens to be. So today we've got three great questions from our audience. Let's kick it off without further ado. This is a great question from Steven. Steven, take it away.
Hey, Morris. I'm 52 years young, a former builder and a newbie investor whose kids are now independent. I have a 30K stock and crypto portfolio, about 50K in cash, pretty low debt, and a 675 FICO, all of which I obtained only over the past 18 months. I have a $140,000 salary and a little savings, as I noted previously, but I desperately want to change my situation. I want to pursue my passion in real estate and become my own boss. I feel like I now have an opportunity to establish a retirement fund, become financially independent, and build generational wealth for my kids, but I'm scared. I feel like this is my one and only final chance, if you will, to make up for decades of bad decisions and lost time. So I don't want to blow it. In fact, I can't blow it and I need your guidance. How do I get started?
Well, first of all, Steven, you're being a little too hard on yourself, okay? Because you know, you've got a $140,000 salary, you've got $50,000 in savings, if I remember correctly, you've got a 675 FICO score, and you have this awareness, okay? So look, I'm like you, I can be very, very hard on myself. I trust me, I understand what that feels like. You do not need to be that hard on yourself. You are, and you have this awareness about, you know, look, maybe you're getting started a little bit later. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that's me. You know, I started when I was in my 30s. I wish I would have started in my 20s. I have people that like listen to my show that didn't even know about real estate investing. And they've written me emails and they said, Clayton, after listening to your show, I'm in my early 20s. I am like, I didn't even know this existed. I'm going to change my life. And they're in their early 20s. Like, I'm super jealous of that. So again, don't be so hard on yourself. Steven, you're having an awareness. You've got a family that you want to provide generational wealth to, and you have the opportunity to do that now. So let's just kind of look at the broader picture. Number one, I want you to go to our website and download our freedom cheat sheet. Okay, that's step one, because you've got a lot of numbers that you're playing with, and I want you to really get clear on what it means for your family to be financially free. Because at the end of the day, what you're saying is, I work for somebody else. I don't have passive income coming in. That's what I heard from your question. I don't have passive income. Yes, you've got some crypto investments. You've got $50,000 in cash, which you know cash is trash, right? So that cash is just sitting there not performing for you. You've got a 675 FICO score. Okay, that means you can get access to some great financing right now and start to create passive income. So the first thing I want you to do is download our freedom cheat sheet. Again, it's 3 pages. It's totally free. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom, download that. What that's going to teach you is, number one, what do your monthly expenses look like? What are you wasting money on? What do you need to live financially free with you and your family? Get very clear on that number. And then I want you to take that number, your financial freedom number, and stick it all around your house, okay? Stick it around, show it, and you put it in your kids' faces, put it in your spouse's face, put it in your partner's face, whatever. Put it on your refrigerator, put it on your computer screen. That $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 a month, that's your goal number, okay? And then you're going to go after that to create passive income to cover that nut. That's the goal. Then we can get into the mechanics of the numbers and what you've got to work with right now. That can come later. But I first want you to understand and identify your why. I really heard you talking about your why. You know, when you book a call with our team at Morris Invest, to start looking at rental real estate investing, one of the downloads that you get when you book a call with us is a purpose-driven goals worksheet. And what that'll teach you is to identify what your why is. Why do you want to become a real estate investor? Why? And it sounds to me like, look, I've got years of mistakes. I've made years of mistakes. I don't have any passive income coming in for my family. How am I going to create legacy wealth for my family? And then you really drill down into like what your why is. You want to spend more time with your family. You don't want to end up like, you know, maybe one of your parents, like I have that fear, right? I didn't want to end up where my father passed away and literally had nothing. You know, he worked his whole life. He was tireless, up at 5 a.m, but he just didn't have any passive income at the end of his life. Nothing, nothing to show for it. In fact, he had debt. So what is your why? Get very clear on that. And then we can talk about the mechanics again, like the numbers, like $50,000, like that's enough for a brand new construction rental property down payment with cash flow already. Like you can turn that $50,000 today into a cash flowing rental property. And then with financing built in as well. So the $50,000 would serve as a down payment. Like you're already there. Like you already can grab your first piece of this puzzle. And then we can look at those crypto investments. And then we can look at what retirement accounts you have to work with. And then we look at your monthly cash flow and all of those things. That's what our team can help you with, by the way. So anyway, first step, figure out what your freedom number is. From there, things will start to unfold for you, Stephen. Like once you are clear with that number, then it's weird. Things, universe starts to align in certain ways. Things will start to come into your path in correct ways, and you will start to be on this path. But don't be so hard on yourself, my man. You're doing things right. You're having this awareness now. Imagine never having this awareness. You know, another 10 years goes by, another 20 years goes by. You don't have any passive income. Like you have this awareness now. So don't waste any more time. Grab life by the balls and go and do this right now. Go to our website and grab that cheat sheet. We'll have a link in the description below as well for your freedom cheat sheet. Thank you, Stephen. Great question. And you motivated me. I could feel it. I understand. I relate to it. Today's episode is brought to you by R Crowd. How would you like to be in on some IPOs with businesses before they hit, you know, Wall Street and make some money like real investors do? Well, that's what you can do with R Crowd. All around the world, tech companies are innovating and driving returns for investors. R Crowd analyzes companies around the global private marketplace, and they select those with the greatest growth potential, and then they bring them to you as an investor. From personalized medicine to cybersecurity to robotics, quantum computing, and more. In state-of-the-art labs, startup garages, anywhere in between, our crowd is identifying innovators so that you can invest when growth potential is at its greatest, when it's early, 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 early. That's how investors make their money. Our crowd's accredited investors have already invested in over $1 billion in growing tech companies, and many of their members have benefited from the 46 IPOs or sale exits of their investments. Now you can truly diversify your portfolio by investing early in innovative private market companies at R Crowd. R Crowd is the place to go. You can join the fastest growing venture capital investment community at rcrowd.com/Clayton. Go to that URL. Otherwise, you can't get in. You've got to use that URL. They don't accept random people. So you've got to go to rcrowd.com/Clayton. That's rcrowd.com/Clayton today. Thanks, R Crowd. All right, our next question comes to us from Barbara.
Hi, Clayton. This is Barb. How do you handle maintenance and all that, repairs and whatnot on a property when it's out of state? Appreciate it.
How do you handle repairs on a property when it's out of state? Okay, well, number one, you don't. So unless you are, you know, unless this is a job you want to create for yourself, let me just go more broad and talk. First of all, like every property I own, I never see them. I've got teams in my different cities and states that take care of my properties for me. That's why I have a property management team that I vetted that do an amazing job. They have a maintenance team. If something, a towel rack is loose or there's a leak on a toilet, I don't ever want that phone call. That's part of business. That's part of being a rental investor. And most people, when they're starting out, they get panicked about little crap like that. Maybe Barb is a little scared about stuff like that. Like Who cares? I want you to picture yourself from owning 50 rental properties, not just one. Do you think, Barb, that you would give a rat's behind about a toilet leaking when you've got 50 rental properties in your portfolio? No. No. Think more successfully than that. Because if you have one property, you might get nervous about that little stuff, right? But pretend, just envision yourself 3 years from now, 4 years from now, where you've got 50 rental properties. Who do you think is going to handle a toilet leak? Is it going to be you, Barb? No, it's not. It's going to be the property management team and their maintenance team. So I frankly couldn't tell you the last time I had a repair on one of my properties. Like, we'll get maintenance requests. Things will come in monthly. We look at our portfolio. We, you know, look at our expenses. We analyze those things and our team just handles it. And, you know, maybe every month we make 12 from one property, we make $1,200 in cash flow. Well, maybe this particular month there was a toilet got blocked up or something. And, you know, the maintenance team had to go out and for $30 had to fix it and take care of it. Okay. Well, that'll come out of my cash flow. And that's an expense for my business. I don't pay much attention to it. I mean, think about a restaurant running, right? A restaurant is, and someone drops glasses or dishes on the ground and they break, right? And they have to buy more dishes. Like, those are expenses to run a business. And that's the way that I look at it. So again, if you are an out-of-state investor, which most of our clients are at Morris Invest, I mean, they're all out of state, right? They're getting a great rental property in one of the best rental markets in the country. They don't happen to live in the best rental markets in the country, right? Where we do a lot of our properties, for instance, in West Texas, you're going to get some of the best rental markets in the country. You know, Texas is the most landlord-friendly state in the country. Get the best job growth, income tax zero. You know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why these particular areas are number one. Do you happen to live there? Probably not. So therefore, you're not going to be driving 2,000 miles every time someone needs like a toilet fixed, right? So that's why you have a property management team. And those property management teams will get 8, 10, 12% of the monthly cash flow from the property. That's their expense, right? They manage 200, 300, 400 doors. They've got a great team. They place the tenant, they screen the tenant, they do the background check on the tenant, all of those things. And if there's a maintenance request that comes in the middle of the night for a leaky faucet or something, they handle it. They dispatch their appropriate team member and they handle it. And if it rises to a certain level where maybe it's over $200, then they would reach out to the owner and say, we have this larger expense. There's a water heater that needs repair or something like that. A window that's broken because of a golf ball hitting something, you know, who knows? I'm just making stuff up. Then that might rise to a level where the owner would have to get involved and say, yes, I approve that expense. But for all the little fiddly stuff, don't bother me. Don't call me. $25 repair, $50 repair, do it. It's an expense. So Barb, that's my answer to you. You should not be worrying about these types of expenses. The worrying should come at the beginning when you're vetting and getting into the proper property management team to take care of your properties. Today's show is brought to you by My Favorite Meal Kit, and it's America's number one favorite meal kit, HelloFresh. Guess what? The fall harvest is officially here with HelloFresh. You can count on seasonal recipes like pumpkin cinnamon rolls, are you kidding me? And Friendsgiving-ready side dishes, as well as fresh, high-quality ingredients that travel right from the farm right to your front door in less than a week. And you're going to save 30% off shopping at the grocery store, folks. Have you noticed the inflation numbers lately? Are you aware of the price of everything is going up? Why would you pay more when you can save 30% right now with HelloFresh? HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skipping trips to the grocery store. Who wants to go to the grocery store? And then also save 30% because it makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable, all delivered right to your front door. That's amazing. So I love HelloFresh. You can go to their website, switch up your meal plans, pick your meals. You know, do you want more fish-based options, more vegetarian, more meat, larger family, smaller family? Doesn't matter. You can switch it all up. You're going to get chef-prepared recipes on these beautiful recipe cards with all of the ingredients measured out and delivered right to your front door. And you're going to save 30% off the cost of going to the grocery store because they're able to do this at scale. This is how this works, folks. So check them out right now. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com/investing14 and you're going to get 14 free meals on top of all of this. Right. So all you need to do, go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. You have to use that code investing14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. So I don't even know how you could wrap your head around this. You're going to save 30% at the grocery store, and you're going to get 14 free meals and free shipping. Just give them a try today. You're going to love it. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. Use that code investing14. It's America's number one meal kit. Our thanks to HelloFresh. All right, our next question comes to us from Katrina. Katrina, take it away.
Hi, Mr. Morris. This is Katrina and Frederick. We set up an LLC in Texas through LegalZoom. We were informed that there are some compliance reports that have to be filed annually for the state. Our question is, who will let us know when these reports need to be filed? What are these reports, and who should we have do them?
Well, Katrina, I can't really give you advice on who you should hire in this regard. I will tell you that, you know, we have an accounting team that handles these things for us. So we have a CPA, team that handles this for us. We also have our legal team. So LegalZoom, you know, you can set these things up, but you may at the end of the day want to make sure that you have a lawyer that you work with from a corporate level on your team. And, you know, they can be very, very inexpensive, just a corporate lawyer that handles with the filings of these things. So we have a legal team that we work with, I believe at York, Howell, and Goyman, out of Utah, that we work with. And they've been great for us for many, many years. And they will let us know, here, these are the corporate compliance documents that need to be filed this year. And we pay our legal fee to the law firm, but then they also get all the documents ready for us. What these are, very often, they're just letting the state know that this business still exists. Every state is different, so I can't speak to what state. Every state is different. They're also going to ask you about meeting minutes and so forth. You have to have, if you've got multiple partners in the business, you have to have, you know, meetings every quarter or so forth. Those need to be documented. Basically, they want to know that the business is still in business, and you just need to file these every year with the state that you're in, where you own these particular rental properties. So I would just recommend speaking with a law firm in Texas is probably the best place to go. Speak with them about corporate compliance documents. Is this something that you could handle? And they're not going to charge you an arm and a leg for it. It's going to be a simple fee once a year. It could be $100, $200 or something like that, where they will take care of it with the state. And again, I would recommend speaking with a law firm in the particular state where you have these LLCs set up, because they're going to know the ins and outs of that particular state's laws better than out-of-state lawyers. In that way. The reason I mentioned the Utah firm that we use, because we have our state stuff set up with them, and so they have a more broad understanding of estate and LLC structure that's reporting up to the estate and the trust and all of that stuff. It's just a much more complicated structure that we have. But when you have the different LLCs per state, I would just recommend speaking with a corporate compliance lawyer in Lubbock, Texas, or wherever you happen to have your rental properties, or you've set up your LLC to start investing. By the way, if you're working with our team at Morris Invest, I don't know, you mentioned Texas, so we build a lot of properties in Texas. You might be working with our team. If you are, just ask one of our team members to help you with that, and they can guide you along that process very, very simply. So thank you so much, Katrina. I hope that answers the question for you. Thanks to all of you for your great questions today, from Stephen to Barb to Katrina. Thank you so much. You can leave us a voicemail question here on the show by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave us a voicemail message. And until then, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build and preserve wealth. We'll see you next time.